This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And up next, is oil and gas a sunset industry and how will this affect us with Petronas?
So this is coming because Subang MP Wong Chen said that Petronas really has to amend its business model in order to survive the coming decades, primarily because of climate change, and that Petronas should be focusing on renewable energy instead. So Wong Chen went on to say that Malaysia is a major contributor to carbon emissions and climate change, and he talked about the need for the government to reduce our dependency on oil and gas and to reform the sector under the 12th Malaysia Plan. All of which to say, there really are two things going on here, right? On the one hand, the need as an industry to evolve and change, but also on the other hand, public perception and public sentiment and how all of this talk about the climate crisis might actually be changing the way we view the industry.
Yes, and I think a lot of those anxieties. So the anxiety, the word here is two-pronged, right? Because on the one hand, I think what we're facing is very similar to many other oil and gas producing countries, which is we've had a lot of our eggs parked in one basket for a long time. And now with the conversation shifting with really serious concerns about how it's affecting the climate, and in fact, whether or not this is even a sustainable industry for the long term, I think that is causing anxiety overall, right, with this need to change and adapt. But then the larger anxiety surrounding the climate itself is also forcing these conversations at an accelerated rate because we really have to think about it now. And that is something that is emphasized over and over again. So we'd like to know, are we alone in this? Or how has the climate crisis affected the way you feel or think about industries like oil and gas? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And to talk about this, we're crossing over to Darshan Joshi, analyst at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies Malaysia. Darshan, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Nice to see you guys again.
So what are the global trends when it comes to the supply and demand of oil and gas, and how has that been affected by environmental worries?
Mm-hmm. So realistically speaking, demand for oil isn't really going anywhere. And oil and gas companies are, like any other company, profit-seeking enterprises. So where there's demand, supply will follow. And there's still a lot of demand from a lot of countries for natural gas, with electricity generation, for transport fuels as well. But the situation is kind of laced with nuances. So one, as you mentioned, are environmental concerns. So will public concern over climate change drive changes in the behavior of these huge multinational corporations? Probably not, because public concern doesn't affect the bottom line. But what can change course for these companies and change course for the future of fossil fuel industries more broadly are government policies, government targets. And these government policies and targets can be influenced by what the public wants. So things like carbon taxes and emissions trading schemes, renewable energy targets, energy efficiency targets, EV targets as well for electric vehicles. These are the tools that, if forceful enough, can affect the changes that are needed at these fossil fuel companies to address climate change. So they will alter dynamics of markets and lead to certain technologies and certain fuels being favored or not favored in favor of others. And since demand for oil and gas comes from a wide range of sources, we're going to need policies that drive shifts in the behaviors of a wide range of stakeholders against climate change. And we also have to be mindful of the fact that governments themselves are constantly lobbied by the fossil fuel industries against strong environmental legislation. We've seen this play out in Europe, in Australia, in Canada, in the US, and even in countries like India, Brazil, China, developing countries. So these are all the sort of factors at play when it comes to supply and demand in oil and gas.
So how has Malaysia been affected by these trends?
I would say slowly. So let's be mindful of our situation. Like you mentioned, you know, we're a developing country that's relying on fossil fuel revenues, and we still use fossil fuels to power 90% of our electricity consumption, which in turn powers our economy. So we aren't even at a stage we can consider a future without oil and gas because we're still relying on coal, for example. So for us, an energy transition entails first shifting away from coal before we can start shifting away from gas. But in the last year or so, honestly, since the start of 2021, there's been a huge push on the green front. So we're starting to see a lot of movement with regard to sustainability. We're ramping up our renewable energy targets. We've improved our targets with the UNFCCC. We're maybe committing to net zero, or at least a low carbon strategy. And it was also announced that we'll be utilizing a carbon price in some way, whether it's a tax or trading scheme. And we're also importantly seeing a lot of interest from the private sector in committing to decarbonization and deploying net zero strategies. We're also seeing action from entities like Bank Negara Malaysia and Bursa Malaysia. So all these factors are pushing us in the right direction. So like I said earlier, like public policies will determine whether our environmental concerns actually translate into on-the-ground action. So strong policies, strong targets, strong directives, and we can set ourselves to a lower carbon future.
So I want to acknowledge that I think the path here is often rife with buzzwords, right? Transition, mm-hmm. pivot, even sustainability. So if we were to really look at it, what would it mean for the oil and gas sector to actually transition to make this change? And globally, how much has the industry adapted?
Okay, so in public and on paper, oil and gas companies do a very, very good job of expressing their commitments to mitigating climate change and advertising the work that they do to decarbonize operations, supply chains, and also the investments in RE. And if markets determine they must pivot, they will, to whatever degree is best for them and their profitability, to pivot. But again, this is a tricky area to pin down because there's so many factors at play. Like I mentioned, oil and gas companies are driven by profit maximizations. And what they've done for as long as they've existed is extract profits by pulling fossil fuels out of the ground. And they will continue to operate in this way because this is where their assets are, this is where their money is tied up, and their future cash flows are tied up. Second, demand for oil and gas may wax and wane, but it's not going to disappear overnight. And oil and gas companies are probably betting on the fact that gas forms part of the energy transition, especially for countries that use coal like Malaysia. Like Malaysia won't phase out coal probably until the 2040s. And then we might have to think about what might replace coal as the baseload alternative. So that's likely going to be gas or some futuristic solar battery hybrid or an untested technology. But that's all uncertain relative to the certainty that's given by gas. And to answer your question about how well the industry has adapted, I think there's still a lot more that can be done. You know, fossil fuels companies need to divest from these assets. They need to commit to divesting from these assets. They need to transition away from, for example, being oil and gas companies to being truly energy companies and ultimately clean energy companies. They have the money, the influence, the capacity to conduct the sort of R&D that's needed, the piloting, testing, and deployment of technologies. But again, we come back to the fact that the government must put the right policies in place to stimulate these shifts.
So I think the main thing that we generally want to see from these industries is a true commitment to long-term changes. But what might that look like? What concrete steps should we be looking out for?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first step of this process, again, I'm harping on that issue of the right public policies. We need the right policies, draw up a roadmap to a low-carbon future, whether it's net zero, peaking our emissions, and renewable energy targets, carbon pricing, and so on. Once this ecosystem is in place, market forces will play a huge role in determining what changes are made in the behaviors of fossil fuel actors and their strategies and their long-term plans, because they're going to have to now fit in with political and economic realities. So, for example, burning coal or gas for electricity becomes less profitable with a carbon price in place. Demand for petrol will drop as more vehicles are electrified and as, you know, a carbon tax is in place again. So as these realities sink in, carbon-intensive companies will be shifted towards sustainability. And in terms of concrete steps for these companies, especially oil and gas, to signal that none of them really do a fantastic job, I feel, signaling their true commitment. Because we need steps. We need them to take steps like committing to stopping exploration, for example. Like, why are we still exploring for new reserves when we know fossil fuel use needs to stop? By extension, we need to stop new extraction projects for the same reason. We need to commit to a date where this practice stops. And we need to see a huge increase in the investment within oil and gas companies in clean technology. And we need to see a decoupling of their profitability and their emissions. And more than net zero goals, perhaps for these companies in particular, we need to see them commit to a peaking of their emissions, because ultimately emissions are what causes climate change. And net zero strategies, if they rely heavily on carbon offsets, for example, don't necessitate reductions in total emissions at the end of the day. So those are sort of the concrete steps that need to be taken, I feel.
So to close then, could you give us an overview of whether industries in Malaysia are actually making the shift at the moment? I mean, are we doing enough to prepare for what is, I think, an inevitable move?
Yeah. So this all remains to be seen. So we're in the infancy stage where we're setting up our policy frameworks and our future directions for a transition to a low carbon future. And these policies will determine whether we're successful in making this shift. So once we see our government's commitment to climate change, then we can start asking questions about what we're doing to prepare and whether we're doing well enough to prepare. And one underlooked aspect of the transition is ensuring that this transition is just. Is it fair? Like, workers who have only known the oil and gas industry, the coal industry, what is being done to prepare them for a new sustainable future? Do we have reskilling or retraining opportunities? Are we facilitating employment opportunities for them in cleaner sectors? And we can extend this further because, like, what about people who can't afford to buy solar panels for their homes? What about people who can't afford to buy energy efficient appliances? Or people who are more concerned about day-to-day welfare, because that's another huge issue in Malaysia, to even care about climate change. So what are we doing to assist these groups as we transition to a more sustainable economy? And that doesn't just mean climate change. And for companies, there are concerns too. Like, are there safeguards in place to support their transitions to a lower carbon future? Like, are the conditions there to make it conducive to invest in sustainable technologies? And this is all tricky because we're still emerging from a crisis as it is. So we need to see the directions that are coming from the government. And these are all questions that are going to have to be answered in the future.
Darshan, thanks for taking the time.
Of course, no worries. Thank you very much.
That was Darshan Joshi, analyst at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies Malaysia, talking to us today about oil and gas and whether or not, for example, as suggested by Subang MP Wong Chen, Petronas will have to amend its business model to survive because of climate change and the concerns surrounding that. Now, we've been asking you for your thoughts. How has the climate crisis affected the way you feel about industries like oil and gas? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.